Having reached over 100 billion rand at the end of last year, the total market cap of the exchange-traded funds and exchange-traded notes listed on the JSE fell to 91.7 billion by the end of March 2020, marking a 9% decline. Mark Brown, who's managing director of ETFSA.co.za, joins me now with an update on the activity we've seen since on hitting the halfway mark. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today. So let's take a look at the kind of improvement that's actually come through for the ETF market, because since that March period, somewhat of an increase being marked.
Yes, Alicia, the total market capitalization of all the ETFs, ETNs and the JSE now stands at 106.6 billion, so it's up 6.5 billion since the end of December. So whatever the industry lost, remember there was that big crash in the market during the second half of March, it's since recovered in the second quarter. So as an industry as a whole, the exchange-traded funds have grown for the first 6 months of this year, and that, given the situation in the stock markets, that's quite exceptional.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at what's been behind the move and the key drivers here, Mike.
Well, the big one has been gold. There's two physically backed ETFs, New Gold and One Invest Gold. These issue securities in gold, and you're directly buying gold bullion. And it's 100% backed by gold bullion that these people hold in depositories in London. Now, that's a direct way of getting access to gold bullion in rands, because these trade in rands on the JSE. New Gold issued 11.7 million new shares in its ETF first 6 months of the year, which is about 9.3 billion rand. And One Invest, which is Standard Bank, issued nearly 2 billion rands worth of new shares. So you had this flow of 11.3 billion just into gold ETFs during the first 6 months of this year. And I think that's quite important, because it says that many South African investors are hedging themselves against relatively poor performance in other asset classes by buying gold as a hedge.
Yeah. Speaking to the skittishness out there and the demand for safe haven, a hedge against any risk, to what extent has that skewed, Mike, the broader performance of the market?
It, to some extent it has, because there has been a reduction in interest in South African equity ETFs. The general interest in global ETFs, you know, equity ETFs tracking global indices in the JSE, that's continued to attract some money, and there's been some standout performers. Particularly the high-tech ETFs. If you buy Satrix NASDAQ or the One Invest S&P IT, you're just buying the high-tech, you know, information technology, new generation companies on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. And over the past year, those have increased in price by nearly 65%. Yeah. So if you'd picked those high-tech ETFs, you'd have done very well. And there's been quite a lot of new money flowing into those. And the other one has been the Fourth Industrial Revolution ETF, which is issued by Signia Hytrix. So there has been some money going into global ETFs, but it's been moving out of South African equity ETFs.
Okay, well, on that note, let's leave it there. Mike, we're going to have to pull you in at a later stage just to take a look at that trend and what that spells for the market, broadly speaking, moving forward. Mike Brown is, of course, MD of ETFSA.